An elderly man on the beach found a magic lamp. As he picked it up and started cleaning it, a genie appeared and said, "Because you have freed me, I will grant you a wish." The man responded, "I had a fight with my only and older brother 30 years ago. I want to be reconciled with him so that he may forgive me and start loving me." The genie expressed, "I am glad that you did not ask for money or riches. Your wish is granted. Are you sick and about to die?" the genie inquired. "No way," the man responded. "But my unmarried older brother is about to die and he is worth about $60 million. This is a reconciliation with a hook." Yes, my friends, this gospel passage begins as tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. This highlights Jesus' practice of welcoming and engaging with those marginalized by society. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." The religious leaders' reaction reveals their disdain for Jesus' inclusive behavior. They valued purity and separation from those they deemed unclean. Jesus responds to their grumbling by telling three parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. These parables aim to illustrate God's heart of compassion and joy over repentance. The younger son's request for his inheritance signifies a desire for independence and a disregard for his father's authority. In that culture, this was a very disrespectful act. His subsequent squandering of his inheritance on reckless living represents the self-destructive nature of sin. The son's descent into poverty and degradation vividly portrays the consequences of straying away from God. This father's eager reception of his returning son demonstrates God's unconditional love and forgiveness. The father runs to meet his son, showing a much undignified act for an older man in that time period. The father's restoration of his son's dignity through the best robe, through the best ring, and the sandals symbolizes God's desire to restore us to a place of honor. This celebration highlights the joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. The older son's anger and refusal to join the celebration reveal a self-righteous attitude and a lack of understanding of his father's compassion. His sense of entitlement and his focus on his own obedience highlight the danger of legalism and the need for God's grace. The father's plea to the older son emphasizes God's desire for reconciliation and unity within the family of faith. The father's extravagant love and forgiveness are a central theme illustrating God's boundless grace. The parable highlights the importance of repentance and the transformative power of forgiveness. The contrast between the two sons reveals the tension between God's grace and legalism, emphasizing the need for humility and compassion. The father's actions demonstrate God's desire to restore broken relationships and bring us back into fellowship with him. In brief, this passage offers a profound glimpse into the heart of God, who longs to welcome back those who have strayed and to extend grace to those who feel undeserving. It also serves as a cautionary tale against self-righteousness and a call to embrace the joy of reconciliation, especially in the season of Lent. So, as prodigal children, we face spiritual famine all around us, in the form of drugs and alcohol abuse, fraud and abortions, and violence, as well as in hostility between and among people. All these evils have proliferated because we have been squandering God's abundant blessings in our families and in our personal lives. Hence, let us repent and return to our Heavenly Father's home. Holy Eucharist enhances our Passover from a world of sin to a world of reconciliation. At every Eucharist that we celebrate, we come to our loving Heavenly Father's house as prodigal children, acknowledging that we have sinned. In the offertory, we give ourselves back to the Father, and this is the moment of our surrendering our sinful lives to God our Father. At the consecration, we hear God's invitation through Jesus. This is my body, this is my blood, which will be given up for you. In Holy Communion, we participate in the banquet of reconciliation, thus restoring our full relationship with God and our fellow human beings.